Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stirrett. A new four-year skills in demand visa, announced as part of the government's new migration strategy, has been welcomed by the policy organisation, the Committee for Economic Development of Australia. The visa creates three streams with pathways to permanent residency. Visa applications could be processed in as quickly as 7 days for specialist streams like engineering managers, net zero economy, and cyber specialists. The visa will replace the single employer-sponsored temporary skill shortage visa. The CEO of the Committee for Economic Development of Australia, Melinda Sorrento, told SBS the measure is welcome.
As different needs have emerged, different kind of visas and pathways have been sort of bolted onto the system, and labour market agreements have been added where they weren't, you know, able to be addressed through other parts of the system. So I think that is exactly what the strategy is doing, is trying to establish three clear pathways in that sort of temporary skills area to allow the skills needs that we have to be addressed clearly and transparently.
A Danish-led group of countries has decided to set the ultimate goal as the end of the climate summit approaches, to remove more carbon dioxide from the atmosphere than they emit. The group of negative emitters has been launched by Denmark, Finland and Panama, and aims to reach that goal by slashing emissions, protecting and expanding forests, and investing in new technologies. Panama has already reached that goal with its vast forests that act as a huge carbon sink. Finland and Denmark hope to achieve this by 2035 and 2045 respectively. Denmark's Environment Minister Dan Horgensen says it's time to set the level of ambition higher.
This is because we need to have more focus on one very, very important point, which is it's not enough to phase out fossil fuels. It's not enough to become carbon neutral. Some countries need to be carbon negative. Our countries have set that as targets for our national politics, and we want others to follow.
Residents in the main city of the southern Gaza Strip, Khan Yunis, say Israeli tanks have reached the main north-south road through the city. Intense combat in the last 24 hours has slowed the Israeli advance from the east. About 90% of Gaza's 2.3 million people have been displaced within the besieged territory, where UN agencies say there is no safe place to flee. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has called on Hamas to surrender, saying dozens of their fighters have already done so.
In recent days, dozens of Hamas terrorists have surrendered to our forces. They are laying down their weapons and handing themselves over to our heroic fighters. It will take more time. The war is in full swing. But this is the beginning of the end for Hamas. I say to the Hamas terrorists, it is over. Surrender now.
Hamas denied its fighters have surrendered. It said Israel would not be able to recover remaining hostages by force, only through negotiations. And in football, Sam Kerr's Chelsea have suffered a humbling defeat in a Women's Super League game against Arsenal. The team won 4-1 with a lineup featuring fellow Matildas Steph Catley, Caitlin Ford and Kira Cooney-Cross. Kerr has rarely had such a quiet game for Chelsea, who were off the pace from the start. They were dominated by an Arsenal side who have now moved on to the same amount of points, 22, atop the table and are only adrift on goal difference. That was SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stirrett.